The Bert Show.
She's back on drugs.
Yay! Welcome back.
Love this for you.
I no longer feel like I'm crawling out of my skin. All right. I will take ownership of this. This was my fault, but I feel like some people contributed to my failure. Okay? So just hear me out here. I take Lexapro for my anxiety. I have for, 7 years now. And at my last physical, which we have every year because we get a cut off of our health insurance, we get cheaper health insurance if you do that. So I don't do it because I want to stay healthy. I do it because I'm cheap. She was talking to me about it, and she's like, hey, have you ever thought about weaning off of it, blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, no. I mean, before she even got the sentence out, I was like, nope, absolutely not. And so I've been taking it steadily, and it works for me. I can tell a difference from my pre-Lexapro life and my Lexapro life that this is just, I'm on the right dose. I'm on the right medication. It makes life more enjoyable for me. And that's, we're here for a short period of time. Let's enjoy ourselves. Mm-hmm. So what had happened is on Friday, and I take my meds at night, I look and I'm like, oh, this is it. Like, this is my last dose. And normally I get a text reminder from my pharmacy letting me know, hey, your prescription's ready to pick up. I never got one of those. And I go, I bet it's because my pharmacy closed down and I have to go to a new one. And maybe they just didn't transfer over, text messages, whatever. So I'm like, no biggie. So life is lifing. You get busy. I hit up the pharmacy and they're like, yeah, no, we have nothing on record for you as far as like a prescription to pick up. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, crap. Now I have to go figure out, find my chart, sign into my webpage to see all my stuff. And I'm looking.
You really need the meds now.
Oh my God.
I'm stressing you.
So I sign into my chart and I'm looking and I'm like, okay, there's a page where you can go to renew your meds. This is the page I need to go to. So I go to that page. That medication is not listed there.
Wow.
To be able to request a renewal.
How could that be?
I have no idea. So now I'm like, and so I'm like, okay, well, we'll send an email and I'll be like, hey, I'm out, because this had only been like a day and a half. And I'm like, all right, if I get them tomorrow, we'll be okay. I'm not liking this, but we'll be okay. I hit, and then like I'm waiting. And now it's after out because it's Sunday, so nobody's there. And I'm like, and now that feeling, that anxiety, like that feeling of dread is like washing through my body. And I say dread in like a physical sense. Like, I can literally feel the Lexapro, because it's a slow release. I can literally feel it leaving my body and the anxiety replacing it, right? Mm-hmm. So then we had yesterday's show. Bert's out because he's doing he's having a great time with his son Hollis on his senior trip. And I'm like, I have to host the show. I got to raw dog this show on no Lexapro. And I could feel it yesterday and it was more substantial. And then I went home and I literally felt like I had, like goblins were trying to crawl out of my skin. And so I hit him up again. And then this time I called and I'm like, so here's the deal. And I'm trying to like get out the words, and I'm even having a hard time having a conversation with her. I'm probably having a hard time doing this story now too, because I got to get all my stuff back regulated. And I go, I should have put urgent on it. And she goes, well, did you do a prescription renewal? And I'm like, it wasn't listed there. Like, I couldn't. So I just had to send a message. Well, she gets a lot of messages. I'm sure she does. But I literally said to the nurse practitioner, I'm tweaking. and I'm starting to have an anxiety attack. So if we could like expedite this at all possible. And she goes, okay, well, let me talk to it's not an assistant, but it's another one of her nurse practitioners that works there that covers like, you know, messages that aren't urgent. And so an hour goes by, 2 hours goes by. Now we're on hour 3. My husband's texting me to get updates. And I'm like, what have I done to myself? And I took ownership. I'm like, I should have been more on it. And if you're on any type of medication, like an anxiety, depression or whatever, every 6 months, you got to take a test. And it's this handwritten test to make sure you're still messed up.
Handwritten?
Well, like, it's a form they print out, and you have to go to the doctor's office, and you have to sit there with a pen, and you have to check out on a scale of 1 to 10. How anxious have you been? On a scale of 1 to 10, any, you know, unliving thoughts have you had? Like, you have to go through this whole entire thing to make sure you still need the meds.
Right.
Well, as I'm sitting there tweaking on my couch, like literally my shoulders are up in my ears and my jaw is clenched within an inch of its life, I'm like, I need the meds.
I don't need a test.
So, and then hallelujah, praise the Lord, I get a ding on my phone, and my poor son Jimmy, I'm trying not to take this out on him because, you know, I shouldn't have to get a pass because I neglected to notice that my prescription was going to run out. So I can't take it out on him that I'm anxiety ridden. So I'm just going to have to like breathe through stuff, right? And I get the ding and they filled my prescription. I immediately texted Bart because he was on his way home. I was like, it's ready. He goes, I'm on it. I'm getting it. Like he knew the emergency. It was like a man coming in with an organ in a cooler. Yeah, in a cooler, one of those like styrofoam coolers. And as soon as he walked in the door, he just handed it to me. And I'm like, I couldn't get it open fast enough. But just a heads up. And this was, I haven't done this. I don't think I've ever done this. I know life can get very hectic and can get very much in the way, but you are still a priority. Yourself is still a priority. So whatever kind of self-care you do, or if it's yoga, or if it's meditation, or if it's, you know, medication that you need to balance yourself out, make sure you're on top of it so you don't go 72 hours like I did without any and find yourself, I was out of it yesterday. Like I was just, yesterday was a wash. I was beating myself up about it. But here we are. We are back. The Lexapro is coursing through my veins again. It's going to take a little bit to balance me out. So maybe I'm just starting the show. Like, just cut me some slack here. But God, it feels good.
Welcome back.
Yeah, let's freaking go.
Let's freaking go.
The Burt Show.